enough to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It's that time of the week you've anxiously been awaiting. It's the time where you grab the mothers, the fathers, the sisters, the brothers, throw pots, throw pans, whatever it takes to get their attention, to gather them around the old tube radios. It's time once again for that weekly journey into culinary excellence, true theater of the mind radio. We are Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We are listened to by thousands and streamed around the world on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town. You know, my friends, this week, our mobile kitchens, we travel, whether it be Ireland, whether it's going to Israel, whether it be to Orlando, New Orleans. We always love coming back home to our roots in Atlanta. And this is one of our home bases in Atlanta, Cook's Warehouse, the amazing Cook's Warehouse that Mary Moore started 18 years ago with one lowly location. She's now opened her fifth here in East Cobb, fashionable East Cobb, where we, closer to Woodstock and coming, like to come and do our shows. So we are so pleased to be here. Chef of the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs, proudly brought to you by the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. How well trained we are. And by Real Sweet Onions by Schumann Produce. My friends, you don't know of sweet Vidalia onions until you have Real Sweet by Schumann Produce, because if it doesn't say Real Sweet on the bag or the tag,
it ain't.
And there you go, my friends. Real Sweet. And, of course, by Fee Brothers. Now, Fee Brothers is a leader in this country in making bitters. Not making you bitter, but bitters. Bitters for cocktails, cordial syrups, you name it. They make it. Their family, all U.S., all American made. Their family has been in the cocktail industry since 1863. Fourth generation of Fee Brothers. And by the Israeli Ministry of Tourism. If you want to check, if you want to walk the walk of Jesus Christ, if you want to follow the steps, be baptized in the same area, do the things that you've only dreamed about, go to Israel.com. Go to Israel.com. And I'm announcing here today, it'll be on our website probably in a few days, the ministry is giving away a free trip to Israel. We're going to have that posted on our website, chefandthefatman.com. Go check it out, and maybe you will win a trip to Israel. We will be there in November, and you know, Chef Eric.
Also at facebook.com/chefandthefatman.
There you go. See, he's the techie guy and the chefy guy.
Yeah, okay.
And, of course, by the Hotel Monteleone, the crown jewel of the French Quarter. We will be there next week. We are heading down for 5 tough days at Tales of the Cocktail, where for 5 days we will be eating and drinking cocktails from around the world by the best bartenders and mixologists. We're doing this for you, my friends, because we want you to share the experience. But Chef Eric, he's not going. And why is that, Chef Eric?
Well, I have to go to Atlantis, to the Cove in Atlantis, and go to the Great Cliff out there. So, sorry.
Can we hear a collective? Now, my friends.
Maybe Jesse will go instead.
I can take his place.
Well, the Fat Man and Jesse show. It's got a nice ring to it.
Wait a second.
We can't get rid of each other that easy. But, my friends, it brings you up to the time where we shamelessly introduce our chefs and our guests today. Chef Eric has been with us. We call him the gargantuan of goodies, the dynamo of delicious. He has been with us 5 years, been the executive chef for over a year. I hope you give a big round of applause to the man himself, Executive Chef Eric with a K, Holdo.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What, did you pay them all or what? No.
It's hard to get the family all in here at once.
It's amazing when the audience is a lot, they're a lot more spunky and it's a bigger audience sometimes than we have here. Gee, I wonder why that is.
Gee, I don't know. Could be our next guest.
A lot of guys in the audience.
I see a lot of wives and guys in shorts with blue marks down around their ankles. I don't know why that is, but I know you know it is, because if you watch MasterChef, Fox TV's Smash Cooking Show, it is where they give amateurs a shot at the big time. And this young lady competed against thousands, literally thousands of people. She's going to be sharing with us today her extraordinary travels through and continuing travels. But please, if there are questions during the break, she cannot and will not talk about anything past the episode that was on this week. She cannot contractually, so please don't ask her because it's not fair. But she can tell you about what you've seen on TV, and there's some neat things you're going to learn. She's an amazingly talented chef. She is aesthetically pleasing. She is social circle zone, master chef zone, and now chef in the fat man zone. Give it up for Jesse Lysiak.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jess.
Hey, you.
What's up?
A lot of food is what's up.
Well, you know, these people are excited about it, but I know it was tough because you had to work us into your schedule because you just got back from...
Did a little tuna fishing in the Bahamas, and I think that's why Chef Eric wants to go down there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could follow you on Facebook, so you could, because, you know, you and I hooked up on Facebook, didn't we?
Yep.
Yes, we linked up, and I'm telling you, it's amazing what I've learned. Yeah, is that your boyfriend? Is that just a friend, or is that just a...
It's a boyfriend. I needed him to help carry the fish that I caught, so he had to come along.
Didn't catch the fish, he had to just carry it. That's good.
Well, you got, you know, and now you've had an interesting career. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about your history?
Yeah, not a normal chefing career, I'd say at all. I got into yachting, so I would work on private yachts living in the Caribbean. I would start from the bottom. I would clean rooms. I would drive the little 30-foot boat that we'd tow. I'd take people on fishing trips, lobster dives, basically take care of anything that the guests wanted. And then they'd have their chefs come in. I'd try to learn from them and just watch, absorb everything that I saw. That got me into cooking.
Now, was it tough? Was it tougher on you, or is it easier on you in the spotlight, because you came from a very famous family? Your father was, I mean, as a diehard Blackhawks fan, your father was good for the Blackhawks and good for hockey, and he was an amazing talent. But it stardom, as a young person, you're thrust into the spotlight of having a star for a dad. Did that help, hinder, or have no difference in how it's affecting what you're doing today?
I got to be honest, it was never even brought up or mentioned in our family. Like, we just forgot hockey after he kind of retired, so the whole stardom thing never affected me. I never noticed. I was just a little kid, and dad plays a sport. Yay, that's cool. But he's kind of
NHL all-star.
But yeah, now he gets to kind of watch me. We get to trade roles.
That's gonna be kind of cool for him, though.
He likes to think that he taught me everything, because he has a two-story man cave on our property. So he built a full-on kitchen in the midst of all the tools and.
Road trip. We're going to Lysiak's to do a show.
Those are big chicken wing and French fry parties. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dueling
and I
kitchens.
Bet you've seen a few hockey sticks and pucks and jerseys and
He's
sweaters.
Got a few dents
yeah,
a few from
dents.
A few pucks and
but
stuff.
You've suffered. You haven't suffered. You've not too many dents, but you talk about being checked into the board by someone in hockey. It's pretty brutal. It's pretty tough on MasterChef. What's been the biggest thing that you've taken away from this?
I learned so much cooking, but about myself, too. I'd never been in a leadership role in my life. I did not want to be a team captain of anything. I didn't know how I would react to people and if I could manage time wisely. So just learning, like, even people skills on a cooking show, it's shocking how much you learn. So I took away a lot from just that part of the experience, the team aspect of it.
Well, you know, Chef Eric and I have something very much in common with you, Jesse. You know, when you're stunningly good looking like we are, you know, it's a curse.
You know, our former engineer over there.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay, just kidding.
But, you know, Eric and I suffer with this all the time. With your good looks, do people not take you seriously? And that can be a curse as well as a plus. How have you found it for you personally? And when you're cooking, because I notice you're probably the most aesthetically looking person on the show. I got to be honest. Honesty compels me.
Oh, thanks.
On the show, settle down, she beast. So what is it? Do you know, has there ever been any mention of it? Or have you ever felt like people don't take you seriously?
It's weird. You go dressed up because you don't know what they want. So you've got your hair all down, your makeup all down, trying to look cute and cook. And then they don't take you seriously. And they're already making fun of you. And, like, the second I walked out, Gordon's like, oh, when hide behind your lip gloss, da, 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 you know. So you're going to get made fun of if you go too dressed up. But then you can pull your hair back, put on your chef whites, and then they called me a boy. My nickname was Jeffrey. So it's hit or miss. You never know what people want. They're going to make fun of you regardless. So just embrace. Yeah, if you're feeling girly, be girly and cook. And then just
be yourself.
Shut them up by cooking.
I would embrace anything that would piss Ramsey off. I think that would be the thing. That I would.
Is that an FCC word? Thank goodness this isn't live.
Not in context of Ramsey, but
okay,
anyway.
Urinate, I think, is a proper word, but that's another story for another day. But
edit.
But anyway. Anyway, Jess, when we come back, we're going to have a little more with Jessie, a little bit about the show. Then she's going to introduce her first recipe. Then you're going to get to sample. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about celebrating good life. My God, my friends, there's no greater place to celebrate than with this amazingly beautiful crowd here at Cook's Warehouse, fashionable East Cobb and Marietta, taking it to the streets of Marietta.